This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism restricted the development in the affected areas. But now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism yesterday, highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from left-wing extremism after 2014. Mr. Shah said Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
After concluding yesterday's business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Located within the Mahavir Jain Aradhana Kendra campus, the museum features 7 distinct wings, each dedicated to unique aspects of India's civilizational traditions. The museum preserves and displays centuries-old rare relics, Jain artifacts and traditional heritage collections. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Valtharad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Netherlands counterpart Rob Jetten yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during their conversation they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. He added that the discussion also highlighted the potential of partnership in areas such as semiconductors, mega water projects, green hydrogen and talent mobility. Mr. Modi noted that both leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Government has assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers Aparna Sharma informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said there is adequate availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a visit to Bihar and Karnataka starting today. On the first day of her visit, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of Nalanda University at Rajgir, Bihar. Tomorrow, President Murmu will join the celebrations of the 119th birthday and Guru Vandana of Dr. Sri Sri Sivakumara Mahaswamiji at Sri Siddhaganga Math in Karnataka's Tumakuru. On the first day of nomination filing for the West Bengal Assembly elections, a total of 78 candidates submitted their papers across the state yesterday. Among prominent candidates, leader of opposition Suvendu Adhikari filed his nomination from the Nandigram constituency in Purva Medinipur district. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in the third match in Guwahati last night. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 127 in 19.4 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the target for the loss of 2 wickets in just 12.1 overs. At the 10th World Junior Wushu Championship, the Indian team delivered a historic performance, winning 9 medals including 3 gold. The tally also included 2 silver and 4 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.